All right, so it is Tuesday, March 5, Chicago Dog Walk. Big show today. Barstool Chicago, the Godfather. Big Cat's in town. He stopped in. He was only in town for probably 8-10 hours, and he made time to do this, so I appreciate him for stopping in and doing that. But before we get to the show, let's talk about HelloFresh. HelloFresh, it is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. HelloFresh offers seasonal, simple recipes and pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door every single week. All the meals come together in 30 minutes maximum. Call for less pots and pans. That's all you need is two. Two pots and pans, and requires minimal cleanup. And make family dinners fuss-free with HelloFresh's picky eater, kid-tested and approved family plan recipes. So get out of that recipe rut and start cooking outside of your comfort zone by discovering new, delicious recipes. Next up, I told you what I had yesterday. Next up was the Monterey Jack Burgers. Very good. Very simple. They gave you a little couple extra cool things too. Because, you know, you're used to just throwing the burger on the grill, throwing just a bland old boring slice of cheese on there. They give you a little onion action in there. They gave you zucchinis with it. It was a nice meal. They gave you Monterey Jack cheddar, little shredded cheddar actually. So it was good. It was a really good meal. And guess what? For $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes. Go to HelloFresh.com/walk60 and enter walk60. That's for $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes. Go to HelloFresh.com, walk60, and enter walk60. WALK60. It's literally like you're receiving six free meals. It's really a no-brainer. Go do it. It's a great way to settle what you're having for dinner for the rest of the week. All right, let's get the Big Cat. All right, bang, bang, Chicago Dog Walk, another episode here. Today, I am joined by Big Cat. He is back in saddle, Chicago. Big Cat, how are you?
I'm feeling great. This is my favorite podcast.
Is it really?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm telling you that right now.
Thank you. Yeah.
I want to make shirts, bang, bang shirts. I don't think they would sell that well, but I want
to
make them.
You know what? They're actually telling me to make them right now.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'm in the process, and like, I got a few ideas, but I that was on my list when you came in here that we needed to talk about, like,
yes,
shirts.
So yeah, when the idea was for the daily podcast and I was like, hey, I want you to do it, this is exactly what I envisioned. And I was telling you before we started, like, I love the fact that it's just every day what's going on in like your little world. Like, I can listen to 15 minutes of Chicago Dog Walk and know exactly what's going on either in Chicago in general or this office in specific, whether it be like you and Dave fighting over hot dogs or you're interviewing the bellboy in a Mexican resort or the Chicago Mayor Week, which was awesome. So that's why I love it. Those little like tidbits are so funny and great. So kudos to you. This has been awesome show.
Thanks. And the key is people got to know that it's only 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the big thing I'm trying to break through to people. Like, hey, like you could give us a shot. It
right.
Won't, you know,
right.
It won't disturb your day too much.
Right. Well, and yeah, it's quick and it's, you know, you just listen to it. Pretty much I listen to it when I like go get lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there you go.
That's like a perfect time.
Done.
And it's when you were here, and obviously you still do, but you're in Brooklyn now, but a big part of your day is walking your dog.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yes,
you like to just take in the brisk air and just listen to a podcast.
Yeah, so pop it up. Yeah, 15 minutes, and then you're ready to go back inside. And that's enough outside for the day.
Yeah, so we need a good shirt.
Yes.
Can you help me make one?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's your,
I was just thinking bang, bang, and then it's you – just like a U-porn scene where you're just getting, you maybe double teamed by two chicks.
That's good.
Bang,
I like
bang.
It. Yeah. So I was thinking like
probably,
you know,
not though.
Yeah, probably not. But like,
and your dick is a hot dog.
Yeah, a hot dog.
I'm just workshopping.
Yeah, that works. A Vienna beef. What was it?
I was on your side. I mean, Gene and Jude's, like, you can't say Gene and Jude's is the same. I it got a little semantics, which I actually love because I love White Sox. White Sox Dave gets a bad rap in the New York office because people don't really know him. I try to explain him to people, and it's like, dude, you don't understand. Like, he's so funny, and he's so, like, you just got to know him. You know what I mean? Like, and so when you guys got an argument about hot dogs, and then you trapped him in a semantics thing, and I was like, checkmate, like, he's done. But, like, at the end of the day, the argument was so stupid because he kind of agreed the entire time.
Yeah.
He Gene and Juice is better than a regular, you know, one that you could just find anywhere.
He just has a different brain. Like, and you can
yes,
see it, like,
yes,
the way it works.
And it's a beautiful brain.
Yes,
it's
yes,
not a genius brain, but it's a beautiful brain.
And I've been waiting to unleash this on him to, like, the part two because I know it's going to come back around the carousel at some point.
Yeah.
But I've been waiting to unleash it on him. But did you know? I'll unleash it now.
That's how all these places, like every place, you know, you see like Pizza Wars and like all, I mean, it's like Paisano's, who did Paisano's steal from?
Lou Malnati.
Yeah, yeah, Lou Malnati. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a whole thing. So, yeah, all the great recipes and that, like, people steal it and try to rip each other off. So, yeah.
It's
so,
just how it works.
All right, fuck. What are we going to do now, though? Because you got to use that as a checkmate.
I know. So maybe, you know, maybe we'll, like, I don't know.
Maybe bleep out the names.
Yeah, bleep out the names.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Okay, perfect. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so those are going to be bleeps. So you'll never know because I got, listen, I have a heavy artillery guy coming in. This guy, he's got a food site, and this guy's been, like, my gospel since I was, like, 7.
Oh,
this guy's site
yes.
has pictures of every hot dog place you've ever fucking seen in this city, and this guy, he's just...
Oh, this reminds me. The guy you interviewed who has a deli.
Yes.
He's like, ham used to be big. Ham's not in anymore. Yeah. It's turkey now. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? What do you like? This is crazy, but I loved it.
Yeah, exactly. That guy was great. You know, what do you think about Subway's? Oh, not much. Like he was visibly upset when I asked him about that.
Yeah.
But you said you're doing good, but watching you throughout the week, obviously with Part of My Take and with advisors, you don't seem like you're doing that well because your gambling is dying.
No, gambling is bad. It's bad. Here's what it comes down to is like the problem is. I lose, but at the end of the day, I love it. You know what I mean? Like, yes. I walked in this office. It's Saturday afternoon. I just drove up from Indy, and I walked in. I was like, yo, we got to flip this game on real quick. And we both had action on it. Like, let's watch the end of this game. And it's like, that's what it is. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like sitting down and watching with your friends and having a Saturday slate of games. There's nothing better, even though I lose. The problem is we have to figure out, and Dave has said this, like, Barstool is basically leading two guys, me and Dave, out there every single day, forcing us to gamble. Now, we would gamble anyway, but there's no stop. There's no break. Like, I can't take a night off.
Yeah.
And every now and then, everyone's been in that spot where on a Sunday night, you're just staring at the ceiling. You're like, at least I'm taking Monday off. Like, I'm going to refresh my brain and try to stay one day from gambling. And, like, there's no stop. It's March. It's the best. But I loved your show with Carl. You guys were talking about all the old stories. I used to do the phone call. I used to carry around a little notepad book that was like the pocket size notepad books.
Those are the best.
That you could put in your back pocket, and I'd write down all my bets because I would have to call them in. So I'd write them down, and then I'd just pull it out at the bar on Saturday or Sunday and just like cross off, you know, check, check, check. I still have some. I went through it. It was just ridiculous. I also, the one thing you guys missed was I've always had multiple books my entire life, and most people do it because they're like, well, you got to shop the lines. I just do it because I'm an idiot, and I think I'm shopping the lines, but I'm really just losing double. So, like, I still have a guy here in Chicago, and I have a guy in New York now. And
that's crazy.
Right. Right. But like I've always had, what I mean? Yes, like, yes. And I'm also like, it's like a juju thing. Like one guy, like if I'm hot one place, I'll ride it. And then if I can't win somewhere else, like, and I'm always paying them both. And it's like, I should be not doing this, but I do sometimes will be like, look, you know, there'll be difference in lines by a point or two. And for football, it matters more. But I used to also do the, back in the day on online gambling, and I don't know if you ever did this, but I used to have to write money orders to like the Bahamas and go to the Western Union. I used to go to the Western Union. I think it was on Orleans in Chicago.
Okay.
I used to go to the Western Union and have to wire money to like the Bahamas. So in the old Avalon, I used to have just in the center console, just a shitload of slips of just money I've sent to just random places to reload my account. And it's just funny because it's like these are the old things that are probably going to, as gambling gets more legalized and all this stuff, eventually it's going to get to a point where you won't have these things. And like you guys said, in 20 years, you'll be like, can you believe that we used to have to fucking call in our bets? Like,
crazy.
We'd have to like, you know, text and get the confirmation back. And then I do miss that because you'd always be able to get a little wiggle room with your guy.
Yeah.
You'd be like, wow, I didn't really have that. Or, you know, if you bet 15 games on a Saturday, you'd be like, you're hoping that maybe he misses one loss. Yeah,
exactly.
Like just one bank error in your favor.
It's not like that.
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
No, it doesn't.
No.
That's hilarious. I picture 2012 Big Cat, the Avalon, just wired a shit ton of money to the Bahamas.
Dude.
And just slamming down the Avalon's console.
It was bad. It was literally, you'd open it, it would just be receipts everywhere. Just be like, Jesus Christ.
Was that like an online thing or what?
Yeah,
was
it was, fuck, I can't remember. It was one of the
the big ones?
Yeah, it was one of the big ones. I think it was, I'm trying to remember
Bookmaker?
Now. No, it was. It wasn't Bovada. It wasn't Bookmaker.
Fuck, I'm trying. I want to say
there was one that was just like sportsbook.com.
Yes,
sportsbook.com. Yeah, mm-hmm. it was black and gold. Yes. Or like, you know, like a orange. Yeah, that was it. And it was sportsbook.com.
Then they all switched to like EU. So
yeah,
and
or AG. Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah. That's the best when you get the text about like, oh, it's a new site.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I wonder why.
Yeah.
But what do you think? So while we're on this, what do you think is the elite? Not the elite, but what is the correct payout system? Like, we had that debate too. Like, should it be 500 threshold? Should it be?
I think it's up to you. You know what I mean? Like, I have a little higher, but like, yeah, I think it's some. I have one. You know, some that are like every 2 weeks, no matter what. Some that's like floating. You know, up and down. So the floating up and down is always tricky because you can get to a point where it's like, fuck, now I'm fucked because I just like keep fighting it. So I prefer the like every 2 weeks, no matter what, settle up.
Yes, that's nice.
But I have had to settle up back in the day, like probably about 10 years ago. I had to go down to, I had to go down to Gibson's and I had to settle up for like $25. I was like, dude, are you serious?
Yeah, that sucks.
Like, but I have to give you $27 for this. Like, come on.
That sucks. But now with all the transfer like apps and everything like that, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. Yeah.
So, but that's what I was saying because I think it was Carl was like giving a shit that the book Dave and I use, it squares up regardless every week.
Yeah. So I don't hate that. Yeah because then you can't get yourself in too bad of a spot.
Yes. Yeah. I don't hate that at all. But regardless, I mean, it's not going well for you, huh?
I mean, it's it never goes well.
Yeah.
I don't know. And you get hot every now and then, but for the most part, it never goes well. No. But, there is that weird dynamic of, like, I don't want to get people into gambling that don't want to gamble and all that shit. Like, I always just tell people, just bet your means. I mean, you know, you'll know when I'm down. I usually throw out a random ad or, you know, I'm scratching and clawing.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's, you know, that's part of the game. And so it's just a yearly, like, when are you down? You're down, you're down, you're down. Maybe 1 week where it's the fucking best and you're like, this is awesome. I figured it out. You know how many times I figured it out? A million times.
That's you get these new theories and everything like
right.
that.
Right. And you know what really sucks is I've been doing this for so long now that I actually do think that I have like some sharp ways of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, we walked in and it was Kansas versus Oklahoma State. And you said you had Kansas. And the first thing out of my mouth was never bet Kansas when they're at Oklahoma State because Bill Self, I think he went there and he always takes it easy on them. And like that kind of shit, like I feel like I have, or like, you know, the emotional letdowns in college sports. You know, there's some games where it's like you know what you're doing.
Yes.
And then I just black out and bet every over.
Because like we talked about a little bit ago, it's you hear something, and you even if you don't think about betting that day, you hear something. It could be from the mailman. It could be from a baby who like mutters like,
yes.
Kansas.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and you're like, oh.
Yes.
Like, okay, like something, and the antennas go up.
Dude, I've had to teach everyone at NYC headquarters, like, do not, under any circumstance, talk about a game that you're not 100% confident in to me or Dave. Because if you do that, you're now on the hook. Like, Marty Mush did not understand that. He would be like, oh, I kind of like this, I kind of like that. And then Dave would bet $10,000 or whatever he bets on a game. And it's like, dude, you can't do that.
And
you
Stu.
Can't talk about it. Yeah, Stu.
Yeah.
Stu, he stopped sending us texts because
you can't do
it. You see it and you're like, fuck, I got to do it. It's the game of the year. It's the sixth game of the year this last week.
You should, whoever the producer is for Yak, they should have him dump whoever is going to give you a pick on the year.
I know.
That's when I feel the worst for you.
I can see it. I usually will avoid it because I know. Yeah, when someone calls in, and then I put it out of my mind, and then right before I go put in my bets, I'm like, what, that guy said something about Drake? All right, fine, fuck it.
He might be a trainer. Like, he knows someone. Like, one of the kids was sick in class. Like, he left early.
Because college basketball is especially, it's college sports more than anything because, you know, the pros, NBA, MLB, NFL, you know the teams, you know the players, the lines are sharp, but college, you have that ability where it's like, who knows what, like, they might know something I don't know.
Yes.
There might be a guy out that we don't know about yet because it's like, you know, sometimes they'll fucking go up until 20 minutes before the game and they'll be like, yeah, this guy's out. Like, yeah. What?
What I'm mad at myself about is you had the sign. You had the superstition because every gambler is superstitious in some right.
Yeah.
You had the sign on January 1.
Yes.
If you had it on Ohio State.
I know.
You knew what kind of year it was going to be, and I was on it big time. Like, I was taking the – we were coming back from South Bend, the Winter Classic, and I'm, like, scrolling on the blue line.
Yeah, you're like, oh, shit.
My, this is done.
Like, yeah.
Washington, like, can't move the ball.
Yeah, it's, you put it in the, as a win.
21 points in the fourth quarter, and, like, I still remember that. It's like, I saw this. Like, I saw this road. They gave me the warning, like, hey –
don't
stay clean in
2019 is not your year. Wait till next year.
Were you on that too?
I was. I can't even remember at this point.
But that was a bad beat.
I think I was on. I think I was on Washington.
Okay.
Yeah. So I, you think I was on. I think I was. I think. Yeah. That's the thing. You don't remember the wins.
Yes.
You never remember the wins. Yeah. Like, you could get a. You get a bad beat in your favor, and you'll never remember. The next day, you'll be complaining, being like, "Nothing ever goes my way." It's like Dave walked in one day. He's like, "Nothing ever goes my way." It's like, bro. Didn't you have Duke that was down by 2 points and they covered like a 26-point spread just last night? He's like, well, yeah, that went my way.
Yeah.
It's like, that's just the gambler's mentality.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. And you don't do parlays, right?
I do every now and then. I'll do the open parlays. That's my favorite. Like, that's my bet that I
What
like
is that?
Do. You parlay something and then you leave a spot open.
Okay, okay.
So like that, yeah. So like I'll maybe put like a favorite that I like, but I don't want to lay the points. I'll do that and leave it open, and then you can close it with anyone you want at a later date.
Yeah. Have you made a Lightning bet before?
No, which is the points bet, the thing in New Jersey that we've been doing for sports advisors. Like, that's, I mean,
you got to find someone.
I know. I they do it.
Could you
they
imagine?
Do it.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do it in New Jersey. I have to go over there and do it.
Could you imagine having the under on that Bulls game against the Hawks for overtime?
God. How does that work in overtime?
I don't know. Like, you that just would keep be, racking up.
I mean, that. I don't, yeah, I don't actually, like, that actually makes me scared to even think about
going to hiding.
Yeah, I feel like they have to have something in there. Like, at some point, there has to be a cap.
You're done. Yeah, you, like, there has to be.
I saw the stat. Fucked. It was the third most points scored in an NBA game in history.
Yeah.
Like, 60,000 games.
And it's always the Hawks and the Bulls. Like, the last 3-4 overtime games are both of them.
Yep.
It's crazy. But I've been doing the high money two-teamers. I like those. You ever do those?
What do you mean? Like, because
it's like higher parlays, because, you know, usually a lot of people they'll do a long shot. They'll do like lower money and they'll do like four teams.
Yeah.
More money, less teams.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like I could pick two winners.
Yeah.
Right?
And but
it's
you, like, can't. Can't. No, you can't. You can't. You can't.
But it makes you interested. You keep going. I was watching fucking Rooting for the Puck Line in the Knights versus fucking the Ducks the other night. And I was like, it's 10:30 and I'm like, what am I doing? You know, that's where you're really just like, you really have some self-reflection.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
But you're having some other struggles too.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk, because of this show and how it's very much what's going on in your life, I need someone to figure out for me, I'm going to crowdsource this, how the fuck do you get rid of heartburn? I mean, I'm sure you've had heartburn.
Oh, chronic.
It's with age, it gets worse and worse. I was in Indianapolis for the combine. I went to 2 steakhouses, back-to-back nights. I'm going to Gene and Giorgetti's tonight.
Oh, no.
I woke up this morning and I thought I was having, I didn't think I was having a heart attack, but I was like, this is bad. Like, my heart is on fire. And it's just something that, like, as you get older, I'm in my mid-30s, it fucking sucks.
Well, do you keep the bottle of Tums right next to you?
Well, not on the road. That's the problem.
You got to get a travel size.
I know.
Like, that's more important than your toothbrush.
Yeah.
When you go on the road.
I know.
Like, you cannot forget the Tums. You go, especially a bachelor party, forget about it.
Oh, no. Bachelor parties, I would never fuck around. I don't. Yeah. I Tums. I'll eat Tums for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a week leading up to the bachelor party.
Do you
just pre-tum? To get ready.
Do you actually,
oh, yeah.
Really?
Gotta pre-tum.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it helps. It's also like, you get to a point where I can get heartburn from just smelling spicy food or a shot of whiskey or.
What gets you the most? Is it meat that gets you?
Meat, like steak and hot, you know, like buffalo wings, and then whiskey. Yeah. If I'm drinking whiskey, it's over.
That's true.
It's like, even one whiskey, it's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
It's done. Over. It's over. Like, it's like a dog eating chocolate. Like, I know this is going to kill me, but I love it. So I got to do it.
It's too good. It's what gets me is always the red sauce.
Yeah.
You get pasta.
Yep.
Deep dish pizza is an automatic.
Yep.
Do you get Giordano's because they go heavy on the red?
Yep.
You're fucked.
Yep.
Like, you already know. Like, you better have 3 to 4 Tums on deck or your day's over.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know what else a big one is? Dip.
Yeah. Yes.
Dip fucks you up.
Yeah. Well, and so that's the problem is, like, I woke up this morning. My morning routine is usually the same. It's, you know, a cup of coffee and then probably about 20 minutes later, a dip. And that both those things will kill you. So it's like I wake up, I'm already in pain, and then I just just crush the, like, even more pain. Just give me more pain. Yeah. And I was driving up here. It's like a 3-hour drive from India. I was just burping and just miserable the whole way up.
Yeah, it was that car ride's tough too. Because were you with the car with anyone or
no?
All right, that's good then. You weren't just like lighting them off as you were.
No, and I almost shit my pants at the pilot, but that's a whole different story. Like, that was very close. But yeah, I need someone to help me. Yeah. Someone, and don't tell me the prescription shit. I'm not going to see a doctor about it. I need someone who knows a like fail-safe way to stop heartburn before it starts.
Yeah, like someone was telling me about this omeprazole or something. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I'm not getting prescription heartburn medicine.
And people swear by it, but I agree. Like,
Of course they swear by it. Like, I'm sure it does work, but I'm not doing it. Yeah. I'm not. That's giving up. That's defeat.
I agree. Yes.
I don't want to be one of those weirdos who takes a pill for something that's not that like big of a deal.
Yeah, you know
what I mean?
No, I hear you. So until then, I'll just continue to look at Tums like Shock Tarts.
Yes.
And, you know, and then I'll eat some ice cream if I need some dairy if I have Tums.
Yes. Dude, I ate a whole sleeve of Rolaids because they had the soft chews on the ride up here. And so at some point, it's like, you got to stop eating these because they're just not helping you more.
And then you get, like, every time you go up, like, the dosage, like, you just, next thing you know, you're that guy who needs, like, 97 Vicodin to, like, throw in the game on
Brett
Sunday.
Favre.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what
next thing
saying,
you know.
Yeah.
But that's good. We'll figure it out. So if you're a listener, you know, maybe the doctor, that's
help
the
me
big
out.
Message of the day. Tell us how to get rid of heartburn. Maybe, I mean, obviously, we think we know why.
Right.
We
know I know what causes it, but there's got to be something more. Like, there's got to be an old wives' tale, like, oh, if you do this, if you drink this, if you take this, if you breathe, you know, if you hold your breath. Like, heartburn is like hiccups to me.
Yeah.
Someone come up with the solution.
It really is. You couldn't say it better.
Yeah.
You couldn't say it better. We're about to wrap up here. You're back in Chicago. What's something you got to do every time you get back? Is there any typical thing?
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably hit up Declan's because that's my guy there. You know him, who owns it. And, I'm here for so quick this time, but... I probably usually would like hit up, you know, a Bird's Nest or a Penny's Noodles or something. Like, I was shouting that out to when we had Pete Holmes on the other day. But it's always funny because it's like coming in the winter, it's like, all right, there's not like a lot to do.
Exactly.
But like the summertime, obviously, Cubs season's feeling like it's right around the corner. Are you feeling... How are you feeling?
About the Cubs?
Yeah.
I feel fine. If Darvish...
Totally fine?
I feel fine. I really do. Dude, Chris Bryan is like...
I know. Chili Davis being gone is going to be like fix half of the things.
Yeah, but in like mentally, like he's like talking shit. Like
I'm not worried about the Cubs. I'm worried about that I feel like the rest of the NL has gotten a little bit better.
For sure. Brewers and the Cards are going to be good.
The Reds are going to be scrappy.
Yeah.
The Phillies are going to be really good.
The Pirates have been weird.
The Braves are good. Like there's... It just feels like there's a lot of teams out there that, like, you know, the Rockies, the Dodgers. I don't know. That's more my concern.
Yeah.
And I also – there's a little bit – I love Hamels. I love Lester. Like, one of those guys is not going to be great this year.
Sure.
You have to just kind of expect it with their age, right?
Yeah, sure. And mind you, like, my whole optimism is strictly pending on Darvish bouncing back.
Right. So that's a bad thing to – yeah.
True. But I don't know. I really liked Darvish before he was a Cub. Like,
the problem, and the problem wasn't pitching last year. So it was in Chili Davis, really, I do think, like, from everything I've read, like, he fucked everyone up.
Yeah. And it's time for, like, you know, Schwarber, Russell. It's time for a lot of these guys to shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
And so
No, you're right. Schwarber's got to have a big year. Hap's got to have, you know, something.
Almora, like,
yeah.
I mean,
Contreras, like,
yeah,
that's
really...
we both love Wilson Contreras, and he is like kind of the heart and soul a lot of the Cubs, like in terms of passion perspective. Like, he and Javi bring that energy. Rizzo's obviously the captain, and Lester's the captain, but like those guys bring it night in and night out.
Yeah,
Contreras was terrible at the end of last year.
He was not
like
good.
I think that's one of those things where the fan base, we all knew it, but we didn't want to talk about it because we love him.
Yeah,
but it's like if he does it again, it's like, yo, you stink, dude.
Yeah,
I don't think he stinks. But if he does it again, he stinks.
Just don't be Giovanni Soto. Please.
Yes, right.
Please.
Right.
Don't do that.
Yes.
But anyways, that's good, man. It's good to have you back.
Yeah.
And I like that it's just like a 4-hour drive. Like, you're in India, you're like, I got to get back.
Yeah, yeah, just for a minute. Right, exactly. Yeah. It's a quick trip. I mean, I was right here, so,
yeah.
You know, get another steakhouse in my system.
There you go. Another steakhouse in George Eddie's tonight. All right, everybody. We will catch you tomorrow.